We continue with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Lesson 29, on the Commandments of God. Question 311. Which are the commandments that contain the whole law of God? The commandments which contain the whole law of God are these two. First, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, with thy whole strength, and with thy whole mind. Second, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but that thou fear the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and love him, and serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, and chapter 30, verse 6, and Josue chapter 22, verse 5, and 23, verse 6. My son, give me thy heart. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. The son honoreth the father, and the servant his master. If I be a father, where is my honor? Malachias chapter 1, verse 6. Thou shalt not molest a stranger, nor afflict him, for yourselves also were strangers in the land of Egypt. Exodus chapter 22, verse 21. You shall love him as yourselves. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 34. Love thy neighbor and be joined to him with fidelity. Ecclesiasticus chapter 27, verse 18. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 21. Bear ye one another's burdens. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. All things therefore, whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, Tobias chapter 4, verse 16, and Luke chapter 6, verse 31. Question 312. Why do these two commandments of the love of God and of our neighbor contain the whole law of God? These two commandments of the love of God and of our neighbor contain the whole law of God because all the other commandments are given either to help us to keep these two or to direct us how to shun what is opposed to them. On these two commandments dependeth the whole law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 22, verse 40. Question 313. Which are the commandments of God? The commandments of God are these 10. I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Thou shalt not make to thyself a graven thing, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, nor of those things that are in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not adore them, nor serve them. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11, Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Remember thou keep holy the Sabbath day. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12, and Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Honor thy father and thy mother. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Thou shalt not kill. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 17, and Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 18, Exodus chapter 20, verse 14, Romans chapter 13, verse 9. Thou shalt not steal. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 19, Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, and Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11, and Romans chapter 13, verse 9. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 20. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. And Romans chapter 13, verse 9. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 21. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. Romans chapter 13, verse 9. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 21. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. This is the book of the commandments of God, and the law that is forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but they that have forsaken it, to death. Baruch chapter 4, verse 1. Let not the book of this law depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe and do all things that are written in it. Josue chapter 1, verse 8. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt tell them to thy children, and thou shalt meditate upon them, sitting in thy house, and walking on thy journey, sleeping and rising. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Lay up these my words in your hearts and minds. Teach your children that they meditate on them. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. And the people said to Joseph, We will serve the Lord our God, and we will be obedient to his commandments. Joseph chapter 24, verse 24. There is nothing sweeter than to have regard to the commandments of the Lord. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 37. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. James chapter 1, verse 22. Whosoever shall keep the whole law, but offend in one point, is become guilty of all. James chapter 2, verse 10. It is a wholesome sacrifice to take heed to the commandments, and to depart from all iniquity. Ecclesiasticus chapter 35, verse 2. He that keepeth the commandment shall find no evil. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 5. Let thy thoughts be upon the precepts of God, and meditate continually on his commandments, and he will give thee a heart, and the desire of wisdom shall be given to thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 6, verse 37. Doth the Lord desire holocausts and victims, and not rather that the voice of the Lord should be obeyed? For obedience is better than sacrifices. 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 22. May he incline our hearts to himself, that we may walk in all of his ways, and keep his commandments, and his ceremonies, and all his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. 3 Kings chapter 8, verse 58. Keep thyself therefore and thy soul carefully. Forget not the words that thy eyes have seen, and let them not go out of thy heart all the days of thy life. Thou shalt teach them to thy sons and to thy grandsons. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, chapter 6, verse 3, chapter 6, verse 17, chapter 7, verse 11, chapter 10, verse 13, and chapter 27, verse 1. Question 314. Who gave the Ten Commandments? God himself gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, and Christ our Lord confirmed them. And the Lord, when he had ended these words in Mount Sinai, gave to Moses two stone tables of testimony, written with the finger of God. Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. The Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of his words, but you saw not any form at all. And he showed you his covenant, which he commanded you to do, and the 10 words that he wrote in 2 tables of stone. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 12 and 13. He spoke to us face to face in the mount out of the midst of fire. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 4. These words the Lord spoke to all the multitude of you in the mountain, out of the midst of the fire and the cloud and the darkness, with a loud voice, adding nothing more, and he wrote them in 2 tables of stone, which he delivered unto me. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 22. And the Lord gave me 2 tables of stone, written with the finger of God, and containing all the words that he spoke to you in the mount, from the midst of the fire, when the people were assembled together. Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 10. The Lord said to me, Hew these 2 tables of stone like the former, and I will write on the tables the words that were in them, which thou brokest before, and thou shalt put them in the ark. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verses 1 and 2, and Exodus chapter 34 verse 1. They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Luke chapter 16 verse 29. Let us all hear together the conclusion of the discourse. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is all men. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Lesson 30th on the first commandment. Question 315. What is the first commandment? The first commandment is, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Adore not any strange god. Exodus chapter 34 verse 14. You shall not make to yourselves any idol or graven thing, neither shall you erect pillars, nor set up a remarkable stone in your land to adore it. Leviticus chapter 26 verse 1. You shall not fear strange gods, nor shall you adore them, nor worship them, nor sacrifice to them. 4 Kings chapter 17 verse 35. There shall be no new god in thee, neither shalt thou adore a strange god. Psalms chapter 80 verse 10. I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no god but me. Osee chapter 13 verse 4. All men are vain in whom there is not the knowledge of God, and who by these good things that are seen could not understand him that is, neither by attending to the works have acknowledged who was the workman. Wisdom chapter 13 verse 1. Question 316. How does the first commandment help us to keep the great commandment of the love of God? The first commandment helps us to keep the great commandment of the love of God because it commands us to adore God alone. He that sacrificeth to gods shall be put to death, save only to the Lord. Exodus chapter 22 verse 20. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him only. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 20 and chapter 6 verse 13 and Matthew chapter 4 verse 10 and Luke chapter 4 verse 8. But if thou forget the Lord thy God and follow strange gods and serve and adore them, behold, now I foretell thee that thou shalt utterly perish. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 19. Beware lest thou offer thy holocaust in every place that thou shalt see. Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 13. But the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall you fear, and him shall you adore, and to him shall you sacrifice. 4 Kings chapter 17 verse 36. For you have provoked him who made you, offering sacrifice to devils and not to God. Baruch chapter 4 verse 7. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven things. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8, and chapter 48, verse 11. Question 317. How do we adore God? We adore God by faith, hope, and charity, by prayer and sacrifice. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, having on the breastplate of faith and charity, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. Whom having not seen you love, in whom also now, though you see him not, you believe, and believing shall rejoice with joy unspeakable and glorified. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Abraham built there an altar to the Lord. Genesis chapter 13, verse 18. Melchizedek, bringing forth bread and wine, for he was the priest of the Most High God. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness to sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 18. Moses built an altar. Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. Joshua built an altar to the Lord. Joshua chapter 8, verse 30. David built there an altar to the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 24, verse 25. Thou shalt make also an altar of setum wood. Exodus chapter 27, verse 1. And when thou offerest it to the Lord, thou shalt deliver it to the hands of the priest. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 8. You shall not eat either bread, or parched corn, or frumenty of the harvest, until the day that you shall offer thereof to your God. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 14. Offer ye my oblation and my bread, and burnt sacrifice, in their due seasons. Numbers chapter 28, verse 2. And Samuel said, Doth the Lord desire holocausts and victims, and not rather that the voice of the Lord should be obeyed? For obedience is better than sacrifices. 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 22. David danced before the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 14. Out of all the tribes of Israel, whosoever gave their heart to seek the Lord, the God of Israel, came into Jerusalem to sacrifice their victims. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 11, verse 16. Offer to God the sacrifice of praise, and pay thy vows to the Most High. Psalms chapter 49, verse 14. A sacrifice to God is an afflicted spirit, a contrite and humbled heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalms chapter 50, verse 19. I will come into thy house, I will worship towards thy holy temple in thy fear. Psalms chapter 5, verse 8. For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips glorify me, but their heart is far from me. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, and Mark chapter 7, verse 6. God is a spirit, and they that adore him must adore him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. Whosoever believeth in him shall not be confounded. Romans chapter 10, verse 11, and Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. Thou standest by faith. Romans chapter 11, verse 20. I will freely sacrifice to thee, and I will give praise, O God, to thy name, because it is good. Psalms chapter 53, verse 8. And they kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the holocaust every day orderly, according to the commandment, the duty of the day in its day. 1 Esdras chapter 3, verse 4. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise always to God, that is to say, the fruit of lips confessing to his name. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing unto God, your reasonable service. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Question 318. How may the first commandment be broken? The first commandment may be broken by giving to a creature the honor which belongs to God alone, by false worship, and by attributing to a creature a perfection which belongs to God alone. These are thy gods, O Israel. Exodus chapter 32, verse 4. And they shall no more sacrifice their victims to devils. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 7. Turn ye not to idols, and nor make to yourselves molten gods. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 4. They followed strange gods and the gods of the people that dwelt round about them. Judges chapter 2, verse 12, and chapter 2, verse 19. He made two golden calves and said to them, Go ye up no more to Jerusalem. 3 Kings chapter 12, verse 28. And they worshipped abominations, concerning which the Lord had commanded them that they should not do this thing. 4 Kings chapter 17, verse 12. And consecrated their sons and their daughters through fire, and gave themselves to divinations and soothsayings, and they delivered themselves up to do evil before the Lord. 4 Kings chapter 17, verse 17. Manasseh set up altars to Baal, and made groves, and he adored all the host of heaven. 4 Kings chapter 21, verse 3. The worship of abominable idols is the cause, and the beginning, and the end of all evil. Wisdom chapter 14, verse 27. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Question 319. Do those who make use of spells and charms, or who believe in dreams, in mediums, spiritists, fortune tellers, and the like, sin against the first commandment? Those who make use of spells and charms, or who believe in dreams, in mediums, spiritists, fortune tellers, and the like, sin against the first commandment, because they attribute to creatures perfections which belong to God alone. Wizards thou shalt not suffer to live. Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. Go not aside after wizards, neither ask anything of soothsayers to be defiled by them. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Learn not according to the ways of the Gentiles, and be not afraid of the signs of heaven which the heathens fear. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2. Neither let there be found among you any one that shall expiate his son or daughter, making them to pass through the fire, or that consulteth soothsayers, or observeth dreams and omens. Neither let there be any wizard, nor charmer, nor any one that consulteth Pythonic spirits, or fortune tellers, or that seeketh the truth from the dead. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 and 11. What truth can come from that which is false? Ecclesiasticus chapter 34, verse 4. Because he is ignorant of the things past and things to come, he cannot know by any messenger. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 7. Any man or woman in whom there is a pythonical or divining spirit dying, let them die. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27. You shall not divine nor observe dreams. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 26. Where there are many dreams, there are many vanities. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6. Dreams follow many cares. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2. For dreams have deceived many, and they have failed that put their trust in them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 34, verse 7. And the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." Exodus chapter 8, verse 19. Saul said to his servants, "Seek me a woman that hath a divining spirit." 1 Kings chapter 28, verse 7. The man that giveth heed to lying visions is like to him that catcheth at a shadow and followeth after the wind. Ecclesiasticus chapter 34, verse 2. The soul that shall go aside after magicians and soothsayers, I will set my face against that soul and destroy it out of the midst of its people. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. The king of Babylon stood in the highway at the head of two ways, seeking divination and shuffling arrows. He inquired of the idols and consulted entrails. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 21. Many of them who had followed curious arts brought together their books and burnt them before all. Acts chapter 19, verse 19. Question 320. Are sins against faith, hope, and charity also sins against the first commandment? Sins against faith, hope, and charity are also sins against the first commandment. When that Lord answered the man of God and said, "Although the Lord should make floodgates in heaven, could this come to pass which thou sayest?" And he said to him, "Thou shalt see it with thy eyes, and shalt not eat thereof." 4 Kings chapter 7, verse 19. And to whom did he swear that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that were incredulous? And we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, do manfully, and be strengthened. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. They that trust in him shall understand the truth, and they that are faithful in love shall rest in him, for grace and peace are to his elect. Wisdom chapter 3, verse 9. For we are saved by hope. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. Let all your things be done in charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. I know whom I have believed. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin. John chapter 8, verse 24. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he hath given commandment unto us. 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. Every spirit that dissolveth Jesus is not of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Whosoever revolteth and continueth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. 2 John chapter 1, verse 9. They that go far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that are disloyal to thee. Psalms chapter 72, verse 27. Question 321. How does a person sin against faith? A person sins against faith, first, by not trying to know what God has taught, second, by refusing to believe all that God has taught, and third, by neglecting to profess his belief in what God has taught. The Queen of the South shall rise in judgment with the men of this generation, and shall condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, more than Solomon here. Luke chapter 11, verse 31. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, his eternal power also and divinity, so that they are inexcusable. Romans chapter 1 verse 20, Wisdom chapter 13 verse 1, and chapter 13 verse 5. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Mark chapter 16 verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye on the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, which is the good way, and walk ye in it, and you shall find refreshment for your souls. And they said, we will not walk. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. Because that when they knew God, they have not glorified him as God. Romans chapter 1 verse 21. Question 322. How do we fail to try to know what God has taught? We fail to try to know what God has taught by neglecting to learn the Christian doctrine. Young men have seen the light and dwelt upon the earth, but the way of knowledge they have not known, nor have they understood the paths thereof, neither have their children received it. It is far from their face. Baruch chapter 3 verses 20 and 21. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18. Forasmuch as he knew not his maker, and him that inspired into him the soul that worketh, and that breathed into him a living spirit. Wisdom chapter 15 verse 11. As they liked not to have God in their knowledge, God delivered them up to a reprobate sense to do those things which are not convenient. Romans chapter 1 verse 28. For if they were able to know so much as to make a judgment of the world, how did they not more easily find out the Lord thereof? Wisdom chapter 13 verse 9. For there shall be a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires they will heap to themselves teachers, having to themselves itching ears. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. He that heareth you heareth me. Luke chapter 10 verse 16. If he will not hear the church, let him be to thee as a heathen and publican. Matthew chapter 18 verse 17. Therefore is my people led away captive because they had not knowledge. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. O children, how long will you love childishness, and fools covet those things which are hurtful to themselves, and the unwise hate knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 22. Who have said to God, depart from us, we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Job chapter 21 verse 14. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he hath sent. John chapter 6 verse 29. Question 323. Who are they who do not believe all that God has taught? They who do not believe all that God has taught are the heretics and infidels. They went out from us, but they were not of us. 1 John chapter 2 verse 19. Know also this, that in the last days shall come on dangerous times. Men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, haughty, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, wicked, puffed up, and lovers of pleasures more than of God, having an appearance indeed of godliness, but denying the power thereof. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 5. Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved, therefore God shall send them the operation of error to believe lying. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10. A man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, avoid. Titus chapter 3, verse 10. With modesty admonishing them that resist the truth, if peradventure God may give them repentance to know the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. I will make the pride of infidels to cease. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 11. You do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John chapter 10, verses 26 and 27. For there must be also heresies, that they also who are reproved may be made manifest among you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19. Question 324. Who are they who neglect to profess their belief in what God has taught? They who neglect to profess their belief in what God has taught are all those who fail to acknowledge the true church in which they really believe. With the heart we believe unto justice, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. He that shall deny me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Luke chapter 12, verse 9. What is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself and cast away himself? Luke chapter 9, verse 25. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and injustice of those men that detain the truth of God in injustice, because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God hath manifested it unto them. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. However, many of the chief men also believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, that they might not be cast out of the synagogue. John chapter 12, verse 42. Question 325. Can they who fail to profess their faith in the true church in which they believe expect to be saved while in that state? They who fail to profess their faith in the true church in which they believe cannot expect to be saved while in that state. For Christ has said, "Whoever shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven." They love the glory of men more than the glory of God. John chapter 12, verse 43. And while they thought to lie hid in their obscure sins, they were scattered under a dark veil of forgetfulness, being horribly afraid and troubled with exceeding great astonishment. Wisdom chapter 17, verse 3. Because that when they knew God, they have not glorified him as God, or given thanks. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. If we deny him, he will also deny us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. He that is not with me is against me. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, and Luke chapter 11, verse 23. He that shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man also will be ashamed of him when he shall come in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Mark chapter 8, verse 38, and Luke chapter 9, verse 26. Be not afraid of them who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. Luke chapter 12, verse 4. Fear ye not them that kill the body and are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him that can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Romans chapter 3, verse 3. Question 326. Are we obliged to make open profession of our faith? We are obliged to make open profession of our faith as often as God's honor, our neighbor's spiritual good, or our own requires it. Whoever, said Christ, shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. For with the heart we believe unto justice, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. I spoke of thy testimonies before kings, and I was not ashamed. Psalms chapter 118, verse 46. If any man be on the Lord's side, let him join with me. Exodus chapter 32, verse 26. I have declared thy justice in a great church. Lo, I will not restrain my lips. Psalms chapter 39, verse 10. Be constant, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. Acts chapter 23, verse 11. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. 2 Timothy verse chapter 2, verse 12. But having the same spirit of faith as it is written, I believe for which cause I have spoken, we also believe for which cause we speak also. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, and Psalms chapter 115, verse 10. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. We will continue with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on tape number 13.